Welcome to the Real Life Weight Loss Podcast, where we cut through the confusion and get down to the truth about what really works for real people when it comes to losing weight, having incredible health, and a body that you love. We believe that losing weight is really about gaining life, doing things you never thought you could, having renewed confidence, and enjoying your body more than ever. I'm your host, Corey Little. Now let's get to it. Hello, my friends. Welcome back. This is episode number 291, and I will start off with a full confession. I'm a little tired this morning because we had a party last night. Did my wife and I have a party at our house? Our house? You can tell I'm tired. Did we have a party at our house? No. I had a party with some podcast listeners. Last night was the free live event that I've been talking about here on the podcast. It was only available to podcast listeners and people on my email list. And it was a wonderful time. We hung out together for almost 3 hours. I didn't make people hang out that long. I was just there to answer everyone's questions and address anything that people wanted addressed. And I started off with a little teaching, and it was just a wonderful time. And a number of people said they were, you know, how much they enjoyed the podcast, how much it meant to them, and just really thanked me for doing it. And I responded to one of them, and I said, you know, I really appreciate that more than you know, because the podcast is truly a labor of love. I absolutely love it, but sometimes there's some labor to it. And I said, this is one of those instances. I said that, for example, there's not an episode ready for next Tuesday, which is when this episode is being released. I said, so I've got to get something together and I've got to get it out there. That's not always the case, but that was the case this week. And so anyways, just a little behind the scenes peek there of last night. I just want to give a huge shout out. I actually want to start this episode with three quick shout outs, and then we'll get to the actual episode itself. First of all, to everyone who attended the free live event. Well, for me, it's yesterday. For you guys, it'll be last week when you're hearing this episode. The free live event that I had on April 18th. It was just absolutely wonderful to get to meet some of you, to get to talk with you, to get to answer some of your questions, and hopefully set you up for, you know, even more success with your weight loss journey, or maybe even just to give you a little peace of mind with what you're doing, or give you some, you know, some really practical and helpful tips and mindset strategies that'll help move you in a positive direction. If you missed that event, I'm sorry. I only do those maybe twice, maybe three times per year. And so there won't be another one for quite some time. So I'm sorry. You can always email or message me. If you message me on Facebook, I'm pretty terrible about checking Facebook consistently. Message me on Instagram or shoot an email to support@corylittlecoaching.com. I'll always love hearing from you. Last night on the free live event, the free class I did, one of the ladies said, wow, like she was almost surprised. She said something to the extent of like, you're actually taking time to answer all of our questions. And that really shows me like you prioritize us. And I felt like saying, yeah, I actually do care. Like, I'm not just playing a role, you know, I'm not playing a character on the podcast. I actually do care, and I want to help as much as I can. I want to help through the podcast. I want to help through those classes. And here's the thing. I said this to her and to everyone in attendance last night, and I want to say it to all of you, and I routinely say this to the people in my coaching group. Look, you're listening to this podcast. You're spending your time with me. And in a way, you're entrusting me with your health and weight loss goals, and to some extent, maybe your mindset and how you want to shift or change your mindset around your body and around food and around yourself. And I don't take that lightly. Like, I'm honored by that. I'm honored by your trust, and I'm honored that you spend your time with me each and every day. I'm honored that everyone spent time with me last night. I'm honored for the people who decide to take the next step and join my coaching group. I don't take that lightly, and it means a lot to me. So everyone who was there last night, thank you so much. All of you listening right now, thank you so much. It means the world to me. That's the first big shout out. The second shout out is to everyone who takes time to rate and review this podcast. Man, that really means the world to me as well. And it's one of the very simple ways. It takes like 2 minutes. It's a very simple way that you can support the podcast also. Apple and all of the various podcast platforms, they have their unique little algorithms and ways that they determine which podcasts will pop up for different people. I can't tell you how many people go, hey, man, you know, I don't even know how I found your podcast. I think I searched weight loss and it popped up. Well, if enough people hadn't rated and reviewed it in a positive way, Apple wouldn't show it to anyone. And so thank you so much. If you have not done this, I would be, again, absolutely honored if you would take a few minutes to do it. And then next up, shout out number three. This one is kind of just really special and kind of cool. This is a shout out to someone that we will call Jay. I'm just going to say Jay. Jay, you know who you are. Jay sent me an email, and it was so cool. I'm going to read it to you very quickly right now. They said, "Hi, I just wanted to say thank you so much. You have really helped my weight loss. I'm 13 years old, and I am overweight. I've been going to the gym and changed my diet, and it's going really well, and I'm very happy with the results. Your podcast has really enlightened me and helped me." That's amazing, Jay. I don't think I even knew what the word enlightened meant when I was 13. "Your podcast has really enlightened me and helped me. I don't mind if you post this on your podcast. Truly, I think it would be good, and I want people to know how to keep pushing through, and you will see results that you want to see." Wow. Thank you, Jay. It's so incredible. I'm just honored, honored, honored. That's the theme of this podcast, at least to start. Jay, a 13-year-old who's listening to this podcast. Now, Jay, I want to say something very special to you. And to this really goes to everyone, but Jay, this is especially for you. Listen, you are incredible just the way you are. Even if you don't ever lose a single pound, if you do lose weight, that's amazing. If you don't lose weight, that's okay. Like, I want you to be healthy and fit and active, and that's important. But I want you to know that you are absolutely amazing just the way you are. And your parents and your friends, they love you regardless. And you are very, very special and very amazing. Okay? Okay. Now, let's move on. Thank you so much, Jay. Thank you to all of you who are listening. Let's move on. Today's episode is kind of going to be a little bit of a hodgepodge, kind of a success hodgepodge. I may call this 5 tips for transformation or 5 things to help you be more successful. And it's honestly just some things that have been consistently popping up in my life, themes I'm seeing with clients and people I work with in my coaching group or one-on-one clients or whatever. And so oftentimes when I do a podcast episode, it's I kind of do a little, well, I do sometimes quite a bit of planning and, you know, write copious notes and maybe do a little background research, and I really want to be prepared. This one, I'm not as prepared, so it's a little off the cuff. It may seem a little scattered, but I hope there will be something that's helpful for you. Let's get into it. 5 things that can really help you be successful with weight loss, or really almost in any area of life, because I believe that's just true. There are certain success principles. Not too many podcast episodes ago, I shared a quote: "Methods are many, principles are few. Methods may change, but principles never do." There are just success principles that don't change. They're just kind of, doesn't matter what you want to accomplish in life. It doesn't matter what your goal is. These things just apply to almost every area of life. And they certainly apply to weight loss. And so that's what I believe the things I share today kind of fall into. They will help you be successful in whatever you're looking to accomplish. Let's get into it. It's funny that Jay in the email, the last sentence said, "I want people to know to keep pushing through and you will see the results you want." That kind of perfectly flows into point number one. Just keep going, my friends. There is so much power in simply not giving up. Keep going. You may have tried 1,000 diets before. You may have lost weight and gained it back. You may have lost 100 pounds and you've regained 50 or 60. You may have lost 20 and you regained 30 and you feel so defeated. You may have gotten so excited about some weight loss program or some trainer or some coach, and then you worked with them for a month or two and it just didn't work out, or maybe it just didn't click, or maybe, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it just, you didn't get the results. And because you believed in it so much, you walked away feeling so defeated and so discouraged because you thought, this was it. This is the thing that's really going to help me, and this is the thing that's really going to lead me to where I want to be. And so you feel so discouraged. And I just want to tell all of you, just don't stop. Just keep going. You can step aside for a minute and just catch your breath and kind of process everything that maybe just happened, you know, regaining the weight or, you know, the disappointment with that trainer or that program, whatever. You can do that, but don't give up on yourself. Just keep going, because there's so much power in just not giving up. Just keep going until something clicks. And maybe the something that clicks is maybe you taking a little more ownership of the situation and of what's happening. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying that's the case. But here's the thing. I know if we just keep going until something clicks, if we're not careful, that can kind of creep into this area of, okay, I'm looking for something to fix me, when in reality, we have to fix ourselves, right? And so I say keep going until something clicks, because sometimes you just have to find the right program, the right, you know, I hate to say the right diet, but the right program, the right trainer, the right coach, the right diet, the right approach, really. Sometimes you just need to keep going until you find the right approach that really clicks with you, that makes sense to you, that feels doable to you. That's so important. But as you're doing this, I also want you to really be self-honest and to watch out for jumping. I went over this in depth in some previous episodes, but watch out for like diet jumping, which is basically just jumping from hard stuff, like stuff that you don't want to do. Because in any area of life where we want to improve, to get better, to get results, we may start with a lot of excitement, but we're eventually going to bump into some stuff that's just not fun, that we don't like, that we're kind of resistant to. We'll talk more about resistance in just a moment, but we're going to bump into those things. And it's up to us to go, okay, wait a minute. Is this something I need? Is this just a small part of this whole process? And okay, I love the whole process. I love what's being taught. I love this coach or this program or this thing. I love this overall approach, but it's just this one little thing that I feel incredibly resistant to and makes me want to just dump it all. If that's the case, then maybe don't dump it all. Don't keep going. Don't, you know, move to something else. But if the overall approach, if the entire program or the entire diet or the entire or the specific person you're working with, if you're not connecting with that, if it's not what you thought it would be, well, then maybe it's time to move on. Maybe it's time to think. Don't just jump to something else. Think through that. Think through maybe why it didn't work. What was going on in your brain? Was it a relationship issue? What's happening there? But the underlying message is to not be defeated. Just keep going. Now, the flip side of that, like I said, if you do feel like, man, Corey may be onto something. Maybe I am just getting really excited, doing something new, and then when it gets hard, I'm jumping to something different. At some point, gang, all of us, if we are the common denominator, if we're like, yeah, I've tried 27 different things and Corey, none of them have clicked. Well, the odds of 27 different things not clicking or not working for you, maybe you are the common denominator. And I can say this because I see it in my life. I see it with myself. I'm like, whoa, it's not that person's fault. It's not this program's fault. It's me. I'm the common denominator. And at some point, my friends, we all have to look inward and go, okay, what am I doing or what am I not doing? And what a really great question to ask in this situation, and this brings up the second point that I want to discuss today, is what am I resistant to? Resistance in our life can really tell us so much. Resistance can be like a buried treasure. Maybe resistance will lead us to and point us to the very thing that will help us the most. It could very well be the thing that we're most resistant to. Whenever we bump up against something and we're really resistant to it, oh, I don't want to do that. And resistance can bubble up in so many different ways. It may just be very apparent, like, oh, I don't want to do that. Or it may be kind of sly, like, well, I don't have time for that right now. Or this is a really, really sneaky one. I don't think that really applies to me. I don't need to do that. That may help other people, but not necessarily me. That is a really sneaky way resistance can come up. And resistance can be so telling. So I encourage you, whenever you bump up against resistance, look for ways that it may bubble up in your life. And whenever you do, then take one of these two perspectives. At the very least, dig into it and figure out what's behind it. You know what? Why am I resistant to this? What's going on here? Like every time I get to this place of, let's just use a weight loss example, right? Every time I'm in a program and I start trying to reduce the amount of sweets that I eat, right? The amount of desserts and sugar that I eat. I start to get resistant to that. Every time I get to a program and my weight loss plateaus even if it's just for a week, I'm resistant and I'm just ready to jump ship. So what is it in me that tells me I have to lose weight constantly? What is it in me that's driving my sugar intake? Like, why am I resistant to this? At the very least, when you bump into resistance, dig into it and figure out what's behind it. That can be so incredibly telling. It can give you such incredible insight. So that's the very least. It doesn't mean you have to push through and do the thing, but at least dig into it. And on the flip side of that, if there's something you've bumped into consistently that causes resistance, like I said, it may be the very thing that will help you most. It may be the very thing that you need to do to get the results that you want, or to get over the hump, or to get that next level of results. I can't say that with certainty, but I can almost guarantee that one of those two approaches will help. Either understanding and embracing, you know what, I'm resistant to this because I don't like it. For some reason, I'm going to dig in and figure out why, and I'm going to move forward. I'm going to tackle it. I'm going to do it. So resistance, if you see it and you use it correctly in your life, it will either lead to results, like more results, or incredible insight that drastically increases your self-awareness. And my friends, if you want to achieve anything in your life, self-awareness and self-honesty are absolutely vital. They are vital to achieve success in almost any area, but they're absolutely vital in the weight loss process if you want long-term physical change. Okay? Okay, next up, number three. In some ways, this is kind of the opposite of resistance. Of resistance. Come on, Corey. This is kind of the opposite of resistance. Tip number three is acceptance and forgiveness. Now, acceptance is something that I think we often overlook and don't even realize that we have a lack of. So many of us, we're in a place in life, maybe your life just hasn't turned out how you thought it would, right? Maybe it's your life situation overall. You're in a job that you don't really enjoy. You live in a place you don't like. I have a dear friend, and she's in her late 30s, early 40s, and she's like, you know, when I was in college, I really thought I would be married with two kids by now, and I would be staying home. I'd be a stay-at-home mom. That was my dream. And she's working more than full-time. She just got married, and she doesn't have children, and her husband doesn't even know if he wants kids. Now, for her, she's at a place in life that is not at all what she anticipated. And so she's feeling some resistance, right? She's like, wait, this isn't the life I anticipated for myself. So for some of you, maybe it's big. It's something big in life. But for a lot of us, like, hey, this is a real life weight loss podcast. Let's bring it to weight loss. You're just at a place in life with your body and your health where you're like, I hate this. How did I let myself get here? And if you connect with that, then I'll go out on a limb and say that you probably don't have any acceptance of the situation, and you're kind of mad at yourself, and you certainly haven't forgiven yourself for allowing yourself to get here. And whenever we are mad at ourselves and we carry that rage inside, even if it's rage at yourself, and you may say, Corey, I'm not raging at myself. Whoa. There's a lot going on below the surface that you might not realize. If you sometimes feel disgusted with the way you look, if you can't stand to see yourself in pictures, I got news for you. You are not happy with yourself. And there may be some rage and tremendous anger that you have with you, that you have with yourself. And there is such incredible power in acceptance and forgiveness. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people are resistant to this. Here we go back to resistant, right? A lot of people are resistant with this whole idea of acceptance and forgiveness because we instantly think, man, Corey, if I just accept this, I'm just going to be fat the rest of my life. And that is not true. That is not true. One of the core concepts that I teach and coach and I encourage you to embrace is oftentimes accepting where you are and forgiving yourself is the very thing that will open the door for you to move forward and take action with peace and without a ton of pressure. Acceptance and forgiveness. And like I said, this is almost the opposite of resistance. So if we think of resistance and acceptance, right? Think of resistance training. Like if you're working out, right? If you pick up a 20-pound dumbbell and you're doing an exercise with it. So you are resisting the pull of gravity on that dumbbell. Gravity is pulling that dumbbell down toward the earth, and you are saying, no, gravity, I'm going to resist you. I'm going to pull this up. And you know what that does? It strengthens your muscles. But let's imagine you did that all the time. Gravity, I'm not accepting what you're telling me. I'm not accepting that this dumbbell needs to go down to the ground. I'm not accepting that. I'm going to resist it. And I'm going to hold this dumbbell up. Now, for a short period of time, that's called resistance training, and it strengthens our muscles. Man, guys, I'm so sorry. I'm not even going to edit this. I'm just tired, and I'm trying to give you my best here. So that, over a short period of time, will strengthen your muscles, and it's good. But here's the thing, guys. When we do it on a mental and emotional level, when we have resistance to certain things and we don't accept them, it's like carrying around a dumbbell 24/7. And you know what that does? It wears you out. It will exhaust you. And that's why a lot of us feel exhausted, because we don't have acceptance or forgiveness in our particular situation. And we're walking around with all of this resistance and tension. So I hope that you can find acceptance and forgiveness for yourself, maybe even for someone else if you need to. And that you can let go of some of that resistance. But as you do, I hope in a different way, when you bump up against something in life that you're resistant to, you'll dig into that resistance to see what's behind it. Okay. If the point of acceptance and forgiveness, if one of the big points or one of the big benefits is to decrease the pressure, that is point number four. My friends, subconscious pressure just might be killing you and stressing you out more than you realize. Man, I see this so powerfully in my life in some ways, and in people who I'm very close with, I see it in their life, and I'm starting to notice it more and more and more in my coaching group. My friends, we carry around, and that word subconscious is so important. Subconscious, unconscious, there's a small difference between those two, but for our purposes today, they're basically the same. Essentially, what I'm telling you is, I'm not talking about when you're consciously putting pressure on yourself to get something done. We put ourselves under such tremendous stress and pressure that just rides below our consciousness. It's in our subconscious, and we drag it around, and it is killing us. It is stressing us out way more than we realize. And when it comes to weight loss, pressure is not a good thing. It's just, you guys have heard me talk about this before. We take a professional basketball player, right? An elite basketball player. We stand them on the free throw line at practice. They may hit 94 out of 100, maybe 96 out of 100 free throws. And then you stand them on the free throw line with a ton of pressure, championship game, the crowd's there all watching, all their teammates and the other team is watching, and they need to hit two, just two, not 95 or 96. They need to hit two free throws to win the game. And they miss. Why? Because pressure. Pressure will break you. And we carry around, I believe, we carry around so much subconscious pressure in so many areas of life. And for our purposes with this, we carry around so much pressure when it comes to our body. And part of the reason we do that is because we don't have acceptance or forgiveness. Do you see how these things connect and they all come back to each other? We don't have acceptance or forgiveness for where we are. We resist it. No! How did I let myself get here? I hate my body. I don't like it. I've got to lose this weight. And then that's pressure, pressure, pressure. And that stuff, and your brain's taking notes going, okay, we hate this, so we're going to put a lot of pressure on ourselves to get rid of it, because now we see it as scary and threatening. And then before we know it, when we struggle with a diet, it feels like the end of the world. And it's not. It's not the end of the world. There's so much more to this world. But why does it feel that way? Because it feels like the success of our life, our identity, hinges on it. So I hope that maybe you will start to see and peel back the layers of some of this subconscious pressure and use acceptance and forgiveness to take some of the pressure off. Next up, number five, the last thing I have to share with you today, and we're kind of going in a slightly different direction here, but consuming is totally different than doing. I've talked about these concepts before. I'm going to talk about them again because I think it is so incredibly important. Knowledge is not power. We've all heard the saying, knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is great. It's a good thing, but it won't change your life. Knowing something won't change your life. Let's imagine I go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, whoa, Corey, I'm so sorry. Man, you have cancer. You have cancer, and it's advancing. It's growing. And I'm like, wow, that really sucks, doc, but at least I know about it now. And he's like, yeah, okay, so let's talk about what we're going to do about it. And I'm like, okay, no, I'm just going to go home. I'm just happy I know about it. And then I don't do anything about it. Guess what? That knowledge is worthless. It's not helpful. It's not power. Knowledge is not power. It's good, but it won't change your life. If somebody finds out they have cancer, the next step is to start taking action based off the knowledge you learned. Application of knowledge, learning new skills, changing your behaviors, changing how you think, taking action. Collectively, All of that is what makes a difference in your life. It's not just getting knowledge. It's not consuming. It's not just reading a book or just listening to a podcast. It's what I call know-how. Know-how is what changes your life. Knowledge alone won't change your life, but know-how can and will change your life. Application of the knowledge, application of what you've learned, is what will change your life, not just consuming. Now, with that being said, I believe very few things in this world are black and white, so I don't want to miscommunicate here. I think there is tremendous power in consuming. I think there's tremendous power in reading books and in listening to podcasts. And here's part of the power with that. I think it's so important to use these things to almost kind of brainwash ourselves, to brainwash ourselves in the way of thinking that we want to think. You guys have heard me say before, I want you to pump in the good stuff, whether it's this podcast or another podcast or a book or maybe even just being around a friend who has a great perspective on life and they're really encouraging. You need to marinate your brain in the good stuff, because whatever you marinate a piece of meat in, it absorbs that flavor. It absorbs those things, right? That's the whole point of a marinade. I want you to marinate your brain. I want you to soak your brain in the good stuff. And so when we consume knowledge, whether it's books or podcasts or videos, that is helpful in the sense of it's almost brainwashing us to go, wait, now I'm starting to think more this way. Wait, now I'm starting to see things more in this light. Wait, now I'm starting to believe like this will work or this can work or I can do this. So consuming is good in the sense of almost brainwashing yourself. That's a big term, but not a big term in the sense you can't understand it. That's a kind of we oftentimes don't like to be brainwashed. I'm talking about brainwashing in a very positive way, right? I want you to believe you can do this. I want you to start to see your weight loss journey in a different way. So consuming is good in that sense. Brainwash yourself, marinate your brain in the good stuff. But that alone has a very small likelihood of actually changing your life, because consuming is not doing. Consuming is different than doing. Knowledge is good, but it's not typically going to change your life. We need application of the knowledge. Okay? Okay. And with that being said, all this consuming versus doing, I'm so happy you consume this podcast. I'm so happy you're here. I hope this episode was helpful. I kind of slung it together, but it's some of the stuff, like I said, that's been really prominent in my life right now. It's been prevalent. I've been seeing it a lot, elements of this a lot in the coaching group. And I just believe that all five of these things are success principles. No matter what you're doing in life, they can help you be more successful and help you move in a positive direction and get the results that you want. So let's put a bow on this and wrap it up. How we always do, please, my friends, know that there is so much more to you than a number. And the scales, yeah, they tell you a little bit of information, but they don't tell you everything. So please don't let them dominate your headspace or dictate your emotions for the day, because there's so much more to you. And here's the thing, you can be successful. You can lose weight. I love helping people do that, but losing weight is really all about gaining life. Gaining life and living the life that you've always wanted to. That's what losing weight is really all about. That's what this process is really all about. And like I said, I know you can do it, even if you've tried and failed 100 times. It's okay, because I've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people do it. I've seen hundreds of people go, man, I'm not even quite at my weight loss goal. I'm like 7 or 8 pounds away. Maybe I'm even 10 pounds away, but I love my life. I'm having so much fun and I have so much more peace with food. That's what I want for all of you. So you keep coming back, keep listening. I'll keep working on you. Okay. Okay. Take care, my friends. God bless. Bye-bye.